On Saturday, May 24th, people around the world will commemorate the ongoing struggle of Africans for self-determination. African Liberation Day. Presenters include Horace Campbell, Chief Anthony Inahoro, Ilombe Brath, Dennis Akumu, Professor Taiwal Agunade, and special guest Rakia Omar of African Rights based in London. That's African Liberation Day, Saturday, May 24th at 1 p.m. at Medgar Evers College. For more information, call 212-663-3805 or 212-330-8277.
And it's just about 8 o'clock on the nose, and that means it's time for Off the Hook. But you know what? We don't have our theme this week because of various circumstances. Our theme is about 100 miles away. So instead, let's just pretend that dial tone's our theme for now. And, oh, it went away. We had a shy dial tone. Okay, well, in that case, let's bring up some music. How's about that? And, yeah, maybe that'll sound kind of theme-ish. Off the Hook is on the air. Okay, it's better than our regular theme. Yeah, everyone's saying that, but we'll find the old one. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. Fiber Optic is still on assignment in places that we can't really discuss. But he'll be back next time. Actually, a comment about that. There won't be a show next week. And there won't be a show the week after next week. But the week after that, there won't be another show. So for the next 3 weeks, we're not going to be on the air. So keep that in mind. It's because there's all kinds of special programming coming your way. Don't pick at the station. Don't phone in dark threats and things like that. We're just having a few different programs on for the next 3 weeks. But we'll be back again in, 4 weeks? I guess. It's almost a month. I don't know. We'll be back then. And you just wait. We'll have all kinds of neat things to talk about. For one thing, the Beyond Hope Conference will be all the closer then, as it will be well into June. And in fact, that's one of the things that I'd like to talk about tonight, is what people out there want to do, want to see at the Beyond Hope Conference. And in case you've been in a coma and you're just getting out of it right now, the Beyond Hope Conference is the second Hackers on Planet Earth event taking place in New York City. The first one occurred in 1994. We had about 1,300 people show up, and this year, the sky is the limit. We're going to be at the Puck Building August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we're planning all kinds of neat things. We've got a lot of pretty much confirmed events that are going to take place, which we'll be announcing in the next couple of weeks. By the time we're on the air next, there should be a lot more details out on the webpage and available at our offices, and you'll probably read about it in the papers. Who knows? You'll see it everywhere, written in the sky. Okay, our phone number, don't call it now, because as many of you know, 9X cuts you off after about 50 rings. So if you just let the phone ring, you'll feel frustrated after you hear the loud click. It's not us doing it, it's 9X. So when we take phone calls, should be in a few minutes, that's when you should call up. Okay, a couple of letters from people around the country, because our show now gets around the world via Real Audio. If you want to hear old shows, they're being put up one at a time. Well, actually, a year at a time. I think we're up to 1990, and that's on the website, www.2600.com. It's kind of neat. You know, each hour-long show only comes out to be about 7 megs, which once was a lot, and to some people might still be considered a lot, but, you know, we talk in gigs these days. We talk in all kinds of weird things that I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go, but 7 megs is about the minimum you could make an hour of audio, and it still sounds okay. Not bad. Not bad at all. Anyway, to the letters. This is from somebody in Australia. Reported in the newspaper today was that the Victorian government site had been hacked on Saturday, which may actually be Friday American time, day behind here. The hacker changed the wording of the site from Victoria on the move to Victoria on the take, as well as making other comments which were not disclosed in the paper, probably because they were a little too explicit to print. The Victorian government are as close to a Republican government as possible over there, and this writer surmises, I guess it was only a matter of time before someone did this to them. The site is www.vic.gov.au. Of course, it's been changed back now. It might even be offline now. We're not sure. We don't have a copy of that one. Not yet, anyway. If we get a hold of it, we'll be putting it up on our website, along with all the other hacked websites that we think are kind of cool. This reader writes in from AT&T.net. So he could be anywhere. A recent show discussed how OmniPoint's voicemail system stored incoming phone numbers even if *67 caller ID blocking was enabled. I once had a similar situation a while back. My cable provider had a contest you could enter by phone, but only allowed one call a day. I tried calling one day with *67 and the entry was accepted. I then called back without blocking and the system said that I had already entered for the day. I asked an operator, or someone at Bell Atlantic, I don't recall, about this, thinking that my blocking wasn't working. Her response, and she did spend several minutes on it, was that the number I was calling had Centrex service. She wasn't sure if Centrex overrode the blocking or received my number through a different service. So that's something else to look into. We verified that OmniPoint does, in fact, take your phone number from ANI, not from caller ID, so it doesn't matter how many times you dial *67 if you call an OmniPoint voicemail system in a regular area code, not 800, not 888, but 917, or whatever other area codes they have OmniPoint phones in these days. So that's something to be careful of, and now some people say maybe that works with Centrex as well. If you discover things like this, please let us know. Okay, speaking of Bell Atlantic, some interesting news. If you've been looking at newspapers, today's headline in Newsday, Bell Atlantic plans computer Ferrari. Yeah, Bell Atlantic plans next year to offer customers a faster way to connect to the internet. Yes, it gets faster. It gets even faster. Send and receive data services over their computers. The Philadelphia-based, soon-to-be New York-based phone company intends to offer by the middle of 1998 a new technology. It's actually not that new. It's been around, but it's being perfected. We've talked about it on this show a while back, actually. It's called ADSL. It will transmit voice, video, and data over regular copper telephone lines. The technology is 100 times faster than using existing phone lines with the speediest modems, which now move data at 56K a second. It's also considering faster than existing high-speed lines using ISDN technology, which, guess how many Bell Atlantic customers use? 206,000. 206,000 Bell Atlantic customers currently using ISDN. And I guess when we join them, next year sometime, or maybe this year sometime, that'll go up even more. ADSL stands for Asymmetric Digital Subscriber Line, moves data up to 6 megabits a second. To use it, customers would need to buy ADSL modems and an Ethernet card for their personal computers if they don't already have one built in. According to Bell Atlantic propaganda person Fred D'Alessio, ADSL puts consumers in the seat of a Ferrari, roaring past analog modem users still in the bicycle lane. Well, I don't know about that. Bicycles are kind of cool. And they're more environmentally friendly, too. Anyway, Bell Atlantic plans to roll out the technology for residential customers first, then for businesses. Now, I think that's really cool. I mean, I'm the last person to say anything's cool with Bell Atlantic, especially since they came across the river and took over our friendly phone company of 9X. Well, I don't know. This is kind of cool. I mean, they're saying residents first, residential customers first, and businesses second. That's the way it should be. Yeah, that's, you know, all this competition, the local level competition with MCI and the other companies has always been for the businesses. They're the ones that get to choose, get to play around new technology. You know, the people at the bottom of the pile, which is us, we should have the right, have the chance to play around with things first and shape it to our needs rather than have to fit into the needs that business people have made. So my only question now is, are they going to price this out of our range? That's the question. Ryan, you're here today.
Well, yeah, but something that they don't mention in there is that very probably in order to... The current way that you get your computer on the internet with a modem is you dial an internet service provider. As far as I know, the current plan for Bell Atlantic or whoever with HDSL is that you're dialing into them. And without, you know, getting into the subject of, you know, how many small or, you know, medium size, you know, metropolitan ISPs are they going to put out of business doing that?
That's interesting. Yeah, they don't mention that. They don't mention that too much.
But they have also can control pretty much exactly what you do. You probably won't get the 6 gigabits up and or down stream because I sincerely doubt they have, you know, anything approaching that kind of aggregate bandwidth if they're going to get everybody in New England raging away at that speed.
My impression was that it the data you send goes out far slower than the data you get back.
On the theory that we're all consumers and we're like, give me the 2600 radio show, but people aren't generally going to be uploading volumes of data like that.
So this wouldn't really be good for somebody running their own site.
Oh, no. Okay. Which, like a business, might be.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why businesses aren't being approached with this initially. That could be one of the reasons.
The Public Service Commission tends to protect business or to protect the little guy, let businesses take up the slack.
100 times faster, though. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
100 times faster. I mean,
but you've got to connect through them.
Yeah. Now, that's a problem because you have possible control of content then, and you've got all kinds of possibilities with blocking access to people that they don't want to give access to. So, you have the same people controlling things yet again.
Yeah, well, you get your network numbers from your ISP, and if your ISP is them, if you really can't, I mean, I've got about 16 devices with IP addresses at my house, and I'd hate to try and talk a internet service provider into giving me all those IPs.
Yeah, that could be when you deal with the big people, it tends to be a lot harder to convince them to do things like that,
or to convince them that I'm really not a business.
Mm-hmm. Still, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. ADSL should be coming our way fairly soon. First maybe positive thing that Bell Atlantic will be bringing us. Rebel, is that you over there? You had some bit of interesting, what is it, phone stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, it was hard to imagine what it is you're interested in, but
yeah,
phones.
Well,
okay.
I've noticed that there's been a lot of advertising lately on this 10321. There's been a lot of commercials on this new long-distance company that says, you know, you can save over AT&T and, you know, things like that. I've done some experimenting with that carrier access code, and I wanted to know, I don't know the long-distance company, if you dial 10321, 0700, or Is it 1-700-555-4141? You'll find out. But...
So what is this company? It's 10321, you said?
Yeah.
And you don't know what company it is?
It's... I didn't
okay,
see the...
Okay, well, we can fix that. We can fix that immediately.
Let's apparently, when you dial 1...
Now, the way to find out a long-distance company, if you don't know what it is, you dial 10XXX, whatever the XXX
3-2-1,
is.
321, right?
That's 321. And then... 1-700?
1-700.
555-4141.
I'll try dialing.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, the anticipation.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Interesting company.
Please check the number and dial again.
No.
Oh, that's quite a company there. Now, which of those words do you think is the name of the company?
Your call cannot be completed.
How about we're sorry?
Check the number and dial
company.
I don't know. Okay, so already I'm a bit skeptical this company even exists.
Well, actually, it's interesting because the way the company works is you see, I've tried to dial 10321, one the area code and number, and, you know, I placed a long-distance call. I have not gotten a bill yet, so I don't know exactly which company. I'll look at the ad again to see exactly who it is. But when I dial 10321 and then 0, I get nothing. I get the same recording that you just got.
You get that recording.
And also when I dial 10321 0 and area code and number,
yes,
I just get put through.
You just get put through a non-existent company.
No, you just get put through to the actual phone number that you're dialing.
By a non-existent company.
Right. 10321 05, call your voicemail system. It'll put it through.
You understand, I'm skeptical. But I'll do it anyway. Dial tone. 10.
Right.
321 and then 0 plus?
0 plus.
Okay, 516.
Yeah.
473.
Right.
2626.
Right.
Ready?
Yep.
This ring could be anything, but if it's our voicemail system, you'll hear our unique error message, which will come after the next ring. Uh-oh, that sounded like it.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, stay on the line, and a hacker will assist you shortly.
Welcome to the 2600 Voice BBS.
Well... Have I just called, I committed fraud here by calling that? Well, I don't think I did.
I notice we dialed 0.
Tend to pay
one.
For that call if they send me a bill somehow. 103210 plus a number, and you say they don't ever bill you. Well, you say this works from a pay phone.
Right, that's the next point I was going to get
okay.
to. Okay. Well, from a regular phone, it doesn't give you an operator. I was expecting to get an operator of whatever the company is.
Mm-hmm.
But instead I got put through. Now, I tried this.
If you just dial... I'm going to try just dialing 0. You keep talking okay. while I...
Right. Well, I tried this. I tried dialing 103210 and the area code and number, and then it just got put through, which was weird because I thought I dialed wrong.
Okay, so I just dialed 0. Now we're waiting for an operator to dial 1. Oh, listen to that. That's a pretty wacky operator there. Well, you say you've seen advertisements for this company?
Yes. Now, I dialed 103210, the area code and number.
Are the people advertising this company the people that work for the company?
No, they're billboards.
people like you that spread the information around.
It's on, like you see it at the subway station, you know, 103210, dial 103210.
Don't rush out of your houses. There's room for everybody. There's no need to panic. I mean, you know, you can call all the people you want, take the time you want, because this sounds like something that's been here a while. Probably will be here a lot longer.
There was another number like this, 10, I think it was 216 that you
said. And if you keep scanning all those numbers, you'll probably find all kinds of things, which is what you do all day long, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't do it all day long, but but the thing is that I went to a 9X payphone, dial 10-321-0, and area code and number, and it put it through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, guys, the weird thing is that it does not put local calls through. It does, the carrier access code 10-321-0212 or 718 will not work. Or I don't know if this works in the other parts of the country. I'm in the process of, you know, kind of...
Well, there's people listening to us in New Jersey, California, Connecticut, that's that state up there, and upstate New York and part of Pennsylvania as well.
Westchester.
Yes, so if people are hearing this now and they want to try that out and tell us if it works, please get back to us, let us know.
And
those of you listening on Real Audio, if it still is up by the time you get the show, tell us if it works from where you are.
You can email me at rebel@escape.com.
You had to slip that in there, didn't you? Okay.
Well, fine. I mean, I'm the one who's doing this. Yes. Now, the other thing is
that's
that...
That's true. It's you doing this, not me.
I must make a footnote to this. Not all numbers that you call work.
Okay.
Try calling 751-2600. It won't work.
Really? Oh, this I have to try. You're saying our voicemail system works, but our office line doesn't.
Right.
Almost as if it was blocked intentionally.
Well, like, sort of like that.
10321.
Right.
0-516-751-2600.
Right.
Sounds like it worked to me.
Well.
Then again, it should have picked up by now.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, my goodness.
Please check the number and dial again.
That is something else. They blocked our number.
Well, apparently certain numbers in New Jersey work. If you call like movie phone, like 10-321-0-201-777, film would work.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to call a 201 number for a beep, like for my friend. Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
It's like a random phone company here.
Right.
Put you through sometimes to some numbers. Very weird.
I will let everybody know what the phone company is. I mean, 321. If anybody's seen the 321 advertisement,
I'm going to say three numbers to you. You tell me what it means to you.
Okay.
877.
That's an exchange on the Upper West Side.
That's true. That is true, but that's got nothing to do with what I was saying.
Okay.
Now, 877 is the new, the new area code for toll-free numbers. They've already run out of 888s.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Let me ask a question.
Yes. Where are the numbers? I don't know where all these people are coming from taking the numbers.
I got a question, yeah.
Aliens matter space. I don't know where they're going.
The internet service providers are the ones who are taking all the numbers. That's why 212 has to split and all these cities have to split, because you have all these internet service providers who have to provide all these phone numbers for their modems, and that's where all these phone numbers are going.
The internet is destroying everything.
Well, no, all right. Where's 400 going to go? Where's 1-500?
I don't know, but, you know, I think they should have. I'm not even going to get into the four-digit area codes, which I think they should have implemented. We could have had 2122, 2123, 2124 as area codes, and we still would have kept our 212. That would have been nice. We would have kept them splitting for a long, long time. But this whole like, toll-free thing is silly. Who's going to remember that 888, 877, I think 866? Who's going to remember that is toll free? They should have used something like 400, 500, 200, things like that, you know? Okay. So, I don't know. The people running this just don't have their heads screwed on quite right. All right, 212-279-3400 is our telephone number, so you can call us now if you want. Did you have something else to say? I know you were ranting about something when you walked
regarding,
in.
Regarding last week, talking about DVDs.
DVDs.
And I'm woefully unprepared. I forget actually where I saw it. I remember I looked at DVD.com, which is just an internet domain that some guy grabbed,
mm-hmm.
and he puts up his own stuff, and I think he's trying to sell DVDs.
Is he?
But I think there may have been a link off of that, but there's also, I think I saw it on a CNET site of some sort. It seems like I remember a yellow band down the side of the page.
Okay.
I think it's Toshiba has announced that they've got a DVD RAM drive, which means you can record on them.
Well, Toshiba is the company that supposedly has been masterminding the whole
DVDs.
Thing. That's exactly what they're all about. So a DVD drive.
Yeah, they've demonstrated them, and they say that they'll have samples at least available for OEMs to play with and work on integrating into, you know, your next PC as early as next month, and expect to see them maybe on the market in a couple of months. Which is a lot faster than the year that we were venturing a guess on last show.
Okay, well that's something that I guess we can all look forward to.
But I'm sure Toshiba would be happy to tell you about it on their website if you dug around in there.
Okay, well DVDs are the future, as we've been saying now for many, many months, I guess. Okay, 212-279-3400. Oh, I had an interesting experience. In fact, this is something maybe I can see if it's true now, and Rebel might even learn something from this. I was at a payphone. I was at one of those cold cut phones because I had no choice. All right, I was outside this place, and I wanted to call somewhere, and I tried calling information. They wanted money to call information. Information is free from payphones, at least local. Yeah, local information is supposed to be free. All right, so I took great exception to this. They wanted. It's funny. They wanted $0.20 if I called 411. If I called 555-1212, they wanted $0.25. There's no difference between the two, but they saw a difference. So then I said, okay, well, I think I should call the operator, you know. And, of course, Darling O routed me someplace to some Caribbean island someplace where an operator was, and, of course, she couldn't help me. Then I tried a little trick that not too many people know about, 10NYT, 10698, 10 New York Telephone. It was a carrier access code, still is, that was used to get a local New York telephone operator. In some places, it has not been blocked, and on that phone, it was not blocked, and I got a 9X operator. Now, the interesting thing was, as soon as I hit the zero, the stupid synthesizer voice inside the payphone started to say, "This is a payphone. This is not a billable number." It said that, you know, it spat it out twice. But what it didn't take into account is the fact that 9X operators don't pick up the phone right away. So all she heard was the last word of that synthesized voice. And she's like, hello, 9X. I said, yes, hi, operator, I need information, please. I'm having trouble getting information. And she connected me. Now, the cool thing about this is that when she connected me, I didn't hear the usual stupidity of 9X, what town and listing, please. And then you got to say the town and listing. Then it has to call an operator, put you on hold, play back what you just said, and then she gets on the line, doesn't say a word to you, punches it in, and plays your thing. Instead, I got the recording of the 9X operator saying, "What town, please?" And I spoke directly to her. Now, what I'm curious about, and I don't know the answer to this because I have not experimented with it. I'm going to experiment with it right now. I'm going to first call 411 and then go to the operator and call 411, see if there's a difference. All right, and well, gosh, is there anything that we need from information so we don't, this isn't a totally wasted call?
Ray's Pizza.
Ray's Pizza? No, that's going to confuse them. Oh, please. What should we ask for? Well, I know. No, we'll get something good here. Okay, hit our dial tone. 411.
Nine X.
Here we go.
Directory assistance. What listing?
I'm looking for the telephone number for 9X, please.
One moment, please.
I have to play all that back.
Please hold for your number.
Oh, boy.
Please continue to hold.
Do you remember when they picked up the phone right away when you called 411?
Your call is important to us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for waiting.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
May I help you?
Yes. You didn't hear anything I said, did you?
You said you're looking for the telephone number. That's all you said.
Oh, it must have cut me off.
No, okay. The recording must have cut you off.
Yeah, okay. I'm used to talking to humans. I'm sorry. Okay, I need a telephone number for 9X, please.
In reference to what?
Just the main number for their offices.
You mean the corporation offices?
Yeah, that'll do.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
General information would be?
The general information number, 395-2121, can be automatically dialed by pressing the number 1 or saying the word yes at the tone for an additional charge of 35 cents. Again, no. The number is 395-2121.
I am not going to say that word that you want me to say.
Again, the general information number, 395-2121, can be automatically dialed by pressing the number 1 or saying the word yes at the tone for an additional charge of 35 cents.
It's more fun to hear you keep talking.
Your call cannot be completed. Please hang up.
Yes. Okay. Well, now, we wasted a good bit of their time. They wasted a good bit of our time. It's become very confrontational with 9X. Now, okay, let's try it the old-fashioned way, see if it actually works. I don't know if it will. We'll get an operator, and maybe the operator will tie us in a different way.
9X Cameron.
Hi, operator. I'm having some trouble reaching local information. Can you help me?
Yes, sir. I can. I'll connect you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your call is important to us. All operators are currently busy. Please stay on the line for the next available operator.
Well, it's a different recording. get put on hold at some point, someplace.
What listing?
Yes, hi, I'm looking for the main number for 9X, please.
Okay, is this for your home?
No.
Business?
No, not really. do they have just one main number?
No, not unless you'd want the administrative offices.
Well, I'm interested in speaking on about a business proposition with them.
Oh, okay.
Purchase the company, actually.
Really?
Well, it's a long shot, but I think I can. I've got some friends in some places.
Well,
I can't really talk about it yet.
That's okay.
But if you read the papers in the next week or so, you should hear something.
Of course, I will.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I do that?
Well, it's you got to read the right papers.
True. Let's see. Trying to find you an administration number.
Oh, that'd be good.
Stock information, general information. Okay, I don't show the administrative offices, but I have a general information for the corporation.
Okay, that should do.
Thank you.
The general information number 395.
And then we go through this again.
2121 can be automatic.
Okay, go away. The first operator was you know, she was trying to segue into it, you know. The general information number is, and then she presses the button, and not aware that the recording also says the general information number is. So it was, it didn't sound all that good. Plus, I don't think the voices really, really meshed.
There's a special recording for the general information number is?
Yes, there is.
Huh.
There's a lot of different recordings. There's the general information number, there's the first number is, the second number is, there's things like that. But I think I proved that it is possible to do this. If you go to the operator, you get regular information somehow. Of course, we got put on hold a second time just because they were busy, I guess. Maybe everybody was trying it. I don't know. But it didn't take as long as the first time when you went through the automated system. And it certainly is a lot longer than it used to be when you dialed 411. They picked up immediately, said what number, you told them what number, and they spoke it to you. You know, they spoke it to you, or they maybe pressed a button and played it for you. But now it's just ridiculous. You're on the phone for about a minute, you know, and you're paying more, too. Anyway, that's enough of our little demonstrations here tonight. 212-279-3400, we're talking about Beyond Hope and phone discoveries, things like that. So please give us a call. Let us know what you'd like to do this August at the conference, what you did maybe at the last conference. And Rebel, you were at the last conference, weren't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, your mic's on now.
Yes, I was.
You were. Made quite a spectacle of yourself, didn't you? Yes. Ryan, were you there?
No, I was in Iowa.
Well, at least you weren't at Woodstock. No. A lot of people were at Woodstock. Don't hold them very very highly. Yeah, well, they were getting wet in the mud. That's what people want. We can arrange it. Good evening. You're on the air. Speak up, please.
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was wondering if there is any way of blocking somebody from using call return on you.
Yes, of course. Where are you calling from?
A 516 area code.
All you have to do is have privacy enabled. Now, do you know if you...
Dial star 67?
Yeah, star 67. It didn't used to be this way, and it wasn't until we raised a big hue and cry about it that they even implemented it. But it used to be that no matter what, you could always be star 69. Then they changed it so that they couldn't see the full number on the local itemization, so it would show up as XXX0000. XXX being your real exchange, and 0000 being whatever they just would put that on no matter what. Now, if you dial star 67, or if you default to being blocked,
right,
there's no way they can star 69 you. It just does not work.
Also, I was experimenting around with the different combinations of star and any combination of numbers, and I came across star 59.
Star 57. Star 57 is called Trace.
Yes, and I was told that 9X doesn't do anything until two call traces are completed, at $1.50 per trade.
That's correct. Well, I heard it was higher than two. I heard it was more like seven or so. But I think that's a particularly sleazy thing to be doing because they're making money off abusive phone calls. And there's really a very simple way. You simply call the Call Annoyance Bureau, and they'll be able to put a trap on any line, trace any call, and you don't have to pay them for it. It's a service they're supposed to be offering. This Star 5-7 is just meant for people to, I guess, vent their frustration and feel like they're doing something. It's sort of like if you call the Annoyance Call Bureau, they play a recording for you telling you that if you get an annoying call, what you do is you hit the number 5, I think it's number 5, and you say, "Operator, this is the call I want traced." And that's supposed to do something. And they also tell you, if you have a pulse phone, dial the number 5. It's like the magic number 5 gets rid of all these abusive people. And they just want you to go away and not bother them. That's what it seems like to me.
Well, I wonder if that'll still be in place when Bell Atlantic comes over and takes over.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have a bunch of new fairy tales to spread around.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Of course, he should be aware, if he's still listening, that all the Star 6-7s in the world will not help you against ANI. ANI being used mostly for 800, 900, 888 numbers, but also for OmniPoint and who knows what else. 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on the air. Yes, hello? It's you. Speak up.
Let me turn off my radio, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hi, I have a problem. I got, I guess a fraudulent bill. Someone called Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
And put it on my phone number.
Uh-huh.
And to put it mildly, when I got the bill, I hit the ceiling.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bangladesh is an expensive place to call.
Well, especially when I don't really know anyone in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
And, you know, my long-distance calls, you know, are like to Connecticut.
Okay, now, what company was this?
This was MCI.
MCI, and...
So I called them up.
It appeared to be coming directly from your phone number.
No.
Ah.
Well, it was on my phone number. Okay. You know, it was billed to me. Okay, so I called them up. To put it mildly, I was not very pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And... the minute I, you know, told them about it, she says, "Oh, that's a fraud card," or something like that.
Okay.
So, you know, they had me on hold. Anyway, I finally got through to the right people. And, you know, after putting me on hold, back and forth and back and forth, they said, "Oh, you're right, it's a fraud, we'll take it off your bill." So I started to ask them, I said, "Well, how in the world did this happen? You know, I never request, it seems it was a calling card, someone..."
They sent you a calling card that you never requested and never got to you.
Exactly.
Okay, what happened was somebody probably, and I don't think it was anything personal, they probably just got MCI to generate a bunch of calling card numbers and either send them to a fake address. Sometimes they do that, or sometimes they just get the number directly from MCI. It could have been an internal MCI thing. How long ago did this happen?
I just got the bill a couple of days ago, and I started screaming. It seemed it happened last month.
How many calls were there?
It just seemed to be that one to Bangladesh that was quite expensive.
Mm-hmm. Only one call?
It was a large call.
Okay, you got off pretty easy, but probably what they did was they probably saw that one call go through, and they turned off the card automatically, because that happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, they said, you know, my question is, when I tried to pin him down, I said, "I do not want this to happen again. Is there any way of my absolutely blocking this?"
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "No, you know."
You can't block stupidity. That's, unfortunately, MCI, other phone companies, I mean, you'll have phone companies. I'm not saying this will happen to you, but it does happen. Your phone companies, you don't even know that bill you for things you never did, you know, because all they need to do is figure out your 10-digit phone number. And there are ways of billing things to that 10-digit number. It's a totally random thing. It happens to cell phones. It happens to normal phones. People think if a phone call appears on their phone bill, they must have made it. Or at least that's what the phone company tries to tell you. The truth is, there are so many ways of making phone calls show up on somebody's phone bill. It's not funny. And
this wasn't funny.
That's one of the things we try to show people, both through demonstrations and just by telling them how it works. And the phone companies aren't very happy when we do this, but... it is true. Things do show up many, many times in your phone bill that do not belong there.
This was, you know, I mean, obviously, if you have a call for Bangladesh and you don't know anyone, you know, you're going to scream. But, you know, maybe if it was a call to Connecticut or something like that, I might have...
Yeah, exactly. It might have slipped right through.
Yeah.
And that's, You know, I had a similar situation recently where these calls to overseas information showed up that needed operator assistance. And I wasn't anywhere near the place when these calls were made. And the operators are telling me, you know, there's no way this call could have been made. How do you politely tell an operator that they don't know what they're talking about? And, of course, there's many ways this could have been done. They don't want to listen. You have to go a few steps higher when they get like that, though.
Yeah, well, when I called them, they said that, things like this happen, to them quite often. But don't you think if it happened quite often, if they have to pay these bills, they would have cracked down on this nonsense?
You'd think so. But I guess they're making a lot of money from us, so they don't have to really worry. It's, why haven't phone companies fixed red boxes, You can walk up to most pay phones, play five little beeps, and it'll think you put a quarter in. That's been going on for 20 years, longer. And they haven't fixed it. It's a very simple thing to fix. They haven't fixed it, and apparently it doesn't matter that much to them. So it's a question of priorities, I guess, and we're not really high on their list.
Yeah, well,
Sorry to be so blunt.
Yeah, well, I guess the next time, it just seemed ridiculous. It was a very expensive call, and you would think that they would just absolutely, be able to, like when a phone call goes over a certain charge or something like that, they just absolutely block it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, I can't, so.
Well, the important thing to remember, you could always change long-distance companies, You could always do that. Change for a different company, and then they really can't send you a calling card if you're not a customer of theirs, even though they may try anyway.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I never requested one, so why?
But are you not a customer of MCI?
Long-distance carrier.
Well, a lot of them do. A lot of them send calling cards to everybody. I've gotten calling cards from MCI.
In fact, I even asked them. I said, did you send me a card that I did not request? Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't even answer that question.
Because they probably don't even know themselves. They don't know what they're doing. And they're not the only ones. 9X, back when they were New York Telephone, they did some incredibly stupid things, sending out their calling cards, with a pin printed on a postcard or things like that. And then they realized afterwards, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea, so we have to, send it out again and correct it. Everybody gets all confused, and, it's an adventure, if anything else.
Yes, when I had my adventure for the day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be left alone for a while now.
Hopefully. Both
right.
Fingers.
Well, good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Important thing to remember, you're never liable for things like that. They may try to tell you are, but you're not. When they make mistakes like that, you do not have to play along. 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. I'm calling in regard to the call about 10321.
Uh-huh. That wasn't really a call. That was an in-studio person.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's usually on the phone, but today he's here.
Got it.
Okay.
Right, I have this carrier code list from June 27th, 1996, and it says that this is this company. Hang on, let me pull this up.
Okay.
Is Telecom USA, and in brackets it says MCI.
Well, what do you think about that, Rebel?
Exactly. It is. It is by MCI only because I never mentioned this. MCI has a lot of carrier access codes. They buy out companies. In other words, 10222 is MCI. But also, if you dial, I believe it's... I have the same list, by the way, a printed out list of all carrier access codes. I believe 107... Well, there are like three or four other carrier access codes that are associated with Telecom USA and MCI.
I think 10888 is one of them.
Yeah. And it's so funny because from some payphones, if you dial 102220, you'll get MCI. From the same payphone, from the same area, from a different payphone, you'll get Telecom USA.
Well, they merged. I thought they merged years ago.
No, but you see, the thing is that you're dialing the same carrier access code. 10222 is MCI. And on another totally different payphone, 9X payphone, it's Telecom USA.
It all depends on routing, I suppose.
Well, no. It has nothing to do with routing because it's all the same all the time.
Well, I'm saying one office. Is this the same central office?
Yeah, I did this.
The exact same central office this happens.
Two different payphones right next to each other.
Right next to each other.
Two 9X payphones.
Same exchange?
Same exchange. One says Telecom USA when you dial 10222, and one says MCI when you dial 10222.
I don't know. Something weird's going on somewhere. Anyway, caller, anything, any other?
Things? Yeah, also, I've had this experience, you dial 660, and then the number you're calling from, and then you hang up, pick up again, and hang up, and it rings?
Yes.
Well, I found that it works with some 9X payphones, but not with others. I mean, some of them you dial 660, then a four-digit number, and then it just cuts you off.
Uh-huh. Well, Okay, some of them require the last four digits of your phone number. So if they cut you off after four digits, try entering those four digits, mm-hmm. and then maybe it won't cut you off. Some of them require the full seven digits.
Ah.
And that should pretty much cover all possibilities.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. Oops. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, two things. The first one is, I'm on the Beyond Hope mailing list, and a question that I keep see coming up, but I never saw answered, was what's going to be done about hours, like late at night? Are we going to have to bring our equipment back to our hotels or what?
Ah, okay. Well, that's we're going to have a network meeting pretty soon to decide how we're going to work things like that. Probably in the next week or so, and that's when we reach decision. Basically, the answer to that is that we don't know yet exactly what we're going to be doing. There's a couple possibilities. We'll probably be able to keep things going all night in some regard, as far as keeping equipment up and running or in a safe place. Some people will obviously want to take their computers with them no matter where they go.
Yeah.
So we'll try to accommodate everybody in that regards. But okay. I'm not entirely sure as to what hours we're going to be up and running, you know, for everybody. We're going to try to keep it as continuous as possible for the whole weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to ask, is probably something that Fiber would be able to answer better, but...
He's still on assignment.
Do you know those Nextel phones, those Motorola Nextel phones that also work as radios?
I've heard of them, yes.
Okay, do you think there would be any way for, like, my company just got them, do you think there would be any way for my boss to be monitoring our private conversations between coworkers?
Through
some kind of setup service that the company might offer or something?
I wouldn't say it's a service they offer, but I'd say it's certainly possible if you understand how the things work to abuse them.
Well, because I know they run over, it runs over the cells, regular cellular phone cells.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's got, he can have everything sent to his phone or whatever. I'm not sure.
I don't think it would be that simple, but, you know, it's a possibility. Rebel, do you have a theory on this?
Yeah, because I have them at work where I work.
You do?
With the base station where I work at a messenger service, and the dispatchers have the base station, which mm-hmm. is not the handheld cellular, the Nextel phones. I know what he's talking about. I have them. I have to press something called group and private. Private meaning I talk to one person.
Uh-huh.
Now, the group means that everybody hears. Now, all the dispatcher has to do is select group. I don't know if it works vice versa, but he selects group, and you can hear everything. Now, when I select group, I hear the dispatchers talking to the other messengers and things like that. If I have it on private, I only hear whatever is coming into me.
Okay, so basically there's probably no way for him to hear the private conversations because we've been watching what we're saying over these things.
Well,
you can always test it, you know, and say something outrageous and see what happens.
Well, yeah, there's always that.
I know that they get the bill. Yeah. In other words, I know that they get the bill. They know what radio talks to what radio. So, like, they always tell us,
you know, you call the company and make like you're a big shot. You know, I just did with that operator there. Say you want to buy the company or something. And say, you know, by the way, does it have this feature? You don't make it sound too nefarious, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, tell them I want to make sure they're not, like, you know, like,
yeah.
Screw me over. And I want
exactly.
To
you know, you just want to look out for your own interests, like everybody does. And,
okay.
They'll tell you, you know, under the table or something, what really goes on. Let us know what you find out.
All right, great. And right. One more thing.
Yes.
I have a CoCot.
Uh-huh.
Should I bring that to Beyond Hope?
If it's not something that's hot,
well,
not
I don't
think
it'll
get
hot.
Us into trouble.
It looks broken. So uh-huh. I don't know.
Okay, well,
we can try to hook it up or something.
Any bit of technology is welcome at Hope.
Okay, great.
Any bit of technology.
Okay, great. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Take care. Even Borg technology is welcome. It's true. 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to know what's going to be happening at Beyond Hope.
Sounds like you're pouring something there.
What?
Sounds like you're pouring something there. I hear water. Yeah. Okay. All right. What's going to be happening? What isn't going to be happening? It's basically when you gather a couple of thousand hackers together, right, to talk about everything from the history of hacking to the future of hacking to telephones, computers, bank machines, metro cards. You know, it's vastly expansive, all the things that interest hackers. It's not going to stay with computers and phones, you understand. It's going to be publishing, you know, freedom of speech, radio. Everything you could possibly imagine that you're interested in will be touched upon at some point. And it's pretty much going to be, I think, a better environment than the first Hope was. And that was a pretty good environment, I thought. I think it was pretty open and interesting to everybody. But this is going to be in a better part of town, and we'll be able to pretty much ask any questions we want and get as much out of it as I mean, what would you like to see at a conference like this?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like, I just wanted to know what was going to be going on, because I was not the first hope, and I didn't know really, like, what's going to be going on, if it's, like, more of a speaker and people ask questions, or if, like,
they're... Well, they're basically, there are three basic sections that we'll have. We'll have the speakers, panels, discussions of various sorts, and that's where you have, like, an auditorium with somebody in the front. Then there'll be the network room where all the computers are hooked together, both onto the internet and amongst themselves. There'll be all kinds of, you know, massive Quake sessions and Doom sessions going on at the same time. All kinds of neat things like that. And plus, we'll have a link to a conference that's going on in Holland at the exact same time, a video link, which will be kind of cool. And then there'll also be a merchandising section where you can, you know, browse through magazines, shirts, whatever else other hackers from around the world bring. So it'll be a big educational experience, and we're trying to keep it as cheap as possible.
But, what is the price going to be?
We're not entirely sure. No more than $20.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
That's pretty much for the weekend. All right, so anybody who wants to join that mailing list, there's two things you can do. First off, check the website, www.hope.net. And if you want to join the mailing list, listen carefully, because I'm not going to repeat this. I hate repeating this. You send email to Major Domo. I don't know who Major Domo is. Don't ask. It's just a word. M-A-J-O-R-D-O-M-O at 2600.com. Just send mail to that, and not in the subject, but in the first line of the message, simply enter the words subscribe, followed by the word beyond hope. One word, subscribe beyond hope. Hit return, send that message, and you will be subscribed. It's as simple as that. Now, to unsubscribe, you do the exact same thing, except you type unsubscribe beyond hope. And you have to send that to Major Domo. And then once you're subscribed, you simply send anything you want to go out to the entire list to beyond hope at 2600.com. It's as simple as that. It is simple, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. Anybody could do that. All right, 212-279-3400. We have a few minutes left. Let's see who's out there. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Emmanuel, how are you?
How you doing? Who's
all
this?
All right. It's Black Rain from Australia.
How you doing?
All right.
You're calling from Australia now?
Yeah. I've been waiting to do this for a long, long time.
How in the world? Well, first of all, you can't possibly be hearing us now, can you?
No, I can't. There's no radio stations down here that broadcast your show.
Well, shame on them. So you have no idea what we're talking about then, do you?
No, I just thought I'd try it, mate, and just see if I could get through. I was just amazed.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty amazing that you got through, considering how hard it is for most people in New York to get through.
Well, there's actually a diverter working. I rung up the operator just to see, and they said there was a diverter, because when she rung through, it made this really funny noise. I said, oh, but what is that? I'd never heard that before in my life. And she goes, yeah, it's probably a diverter to divert your number to another number.
Okay. Sounds like an educated operator. So we're talking about Beyond Hope, and of course everybody in Australia must be really excited about that. They're all coming over, right?
Busy doing other stuff, I am, but I don't know about who else is going. But uh-huh. There's two started up in Adelaide and one started up in Melbourne, 2600. That's pretty good for a start.
You mean 2600 meetings, yes.
Yeah. But there's pretty much nothing else at the moment because there's been a lot of... raids, etc.
I've heard rumors of all kinds of raids in Australia. What can you tell us?
There's been a lot of raids. It's just like since they upgraded the systems down here on the phone side and everything else, it's just pointless in doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just virtually good retirement. It's very good.
Yeah, I guess so. Is there much information being shared between your continent and ours?
There's a lot. Well, I reckon my philosophy is the only way you can learn is learn from, like, the people who have already been learning for years, but ours is just kind of like a kick to the shreds,
mm-hmm.
if you can understand that.
Yes, I think I can.
But it's turned into a newer generation, virtually. That's the way I look at it as, and it's more people that are going to learn the computers as the ones that, you know, it's getting forced into a different kind of situation than it already was.
Mm-hmm.
Our telephones are getting deregulated in the end of July.
Your phones, are they run by the government, or are they?
Yeah, at the moment they're run by the government. It's called Telstra,
uh-huh.
And they're going to be splitting it right up and actually selling it off. An American actually come over and started selling it off. That was the hilarious part. They wouldn't trust an Australian to do it.
Wow.
And they're going to sell it right off and make ISPs turn into actual phone companies. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to do that, but it's pretty ridiculous. A lot of the ISPs are kicking up stink on it because they don't, you know.
Is there much of a hacker spirit over there in Australia?
Well, it's deep down. It's basically into the universities. That's about it. And it's the lower level. You know, it's like friends trusting friends. That's about it. Because they can't, you know, if you get out in public, there's probably going to be a Fed looking at you. There's much of the moral.
And what are your Feds called?
AGO.
AGO?
ASIO.
ASIO?
Yeah, what? ASIS.
Oh, you have a lot of them.
There's only like two, and then there's the CJC.
Okay.
Which is like the FBI for your own state, and this is the only state it's in.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of really interesting.
Actually,
I mean,
can you tell us anything about this hacked webpage in Victoria, I believe? Did you hear anything about this?
No. When did that happen?
Supposedly on the 19th of May, the Victorian government's website was hacked. They changed the wording of the site from Victoria on the move to Victoria on the take. And it was www.vic.gov.au. Maybe you could check into that for us and see if that really happened.
I will.
All right. All right, listen, we're just about out of time, but it's great hearing from somebody all the way over there. What time is it, this part?
It's about 11 o'clock, just on 11 o'clock, 11 a.m.
11 a.m. on a different day, right?
Yeah, we're ahead of you.
So you'd be it would be Wednesday there, 11 a.m. Okay, yeah. That's not too far ahead of us.
It's a bit rainy today.
Is it?
Overcast.
All right. Well, that's comforting somehow. All right. Thanks again for calling. And
that's okay, mate.
All right. Take
care. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
And on that note, I guess we are out of time for tonight. In fact, we're out of time for the next few weeks. Yeah, we won't be back until, I don't even have a calendar, but I know we won't be back next week, the week after that, or the week after that, but the week after that, we'll be back. And so whenever that is, just go out, have fun, have a vacation or something, and when you come back.
And then pledge. I have a special next
week. Oh, that's right. It's pledge. It's pledge week, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't have you have a cell phone, but you can't have a good hardline phone without an apartment in the house, and Housing Notebook has a special next week.
Now, that's the voice of Scott Sommer in the background, and he's here for Housing Notebook, and Housing Notebook's getting pretty exciting now because there's all these big demonstrations going on.
I just got back, and we're going to talk about it.
I was actually afraid you wouldn't make it back in time from Albany, and I'd have to go on another hour. But everything went okay up there, huh?
It was great.
Okay.
Great.
Is you know, the rent subsidies, are they going to be continued?
We're doing our damnedest.
All right. Housing Notebook's up next. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. Be back in about a month or so. Until then, keep listening. You'll hear all kinds of other interesting things. And remember to check out the website, www.hope.net, and call up 516-473-2626 for more information on the on the upcoming Beyond Hope conference. I guess I should have told that guy from Australia that all foreigners get in for free. With a passport, that is. But, well, he's gone now. He'll hear it on Real Audio. Anyway, this is Emmanuel Goldstein for Fiber Optic, who is still on assignment. Have yourselves a good night.
On Saturday, May 24th, people around the world will commemorate the ongoing struggle of Africans for self-determination. African Liberation Day. Presenters include Horace Campbell, Chief Anthony Inahoro, Ilombe Brath, Dennis Akumu, Professor Taiwal Agunade, and special guest Rakia Omar of African Rights based in London. That's African Liberation Day. Saturday, May 24th at 1 p.m. at Medgar Evers College. For more information, call 212-663-3805 or 212-330-8277.
Hi, I'm Mario Murillo, Public Affairs Director of WBAI Radio, inviting you to join us beginning Monday, May 26th, as we embark on our Spring 97 membership drive. That's right, we're kicking off our fundraising campaign this year on Memorial Day, and we'll be taking it through early June until we break the $700,000 barrier. So naturally, we need volunteers to come.